St. Paul, Romans chapter 8, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies." Can you hear it? Can you hear creation groaning? Beneath the cover of new-fallen snow, tarnished by the rain, it's still groaning. Gift wrapping and decorations can only do a cover-up. Can you hear creation groaning? Not just rumors of war. War, earthquakes, famine, fire and ice, fury and frenzy. Isaiah heard creation groaning, mainly under the boots of the Assyrian army coming to Zion to plunder and destroy. But the prophet would season our advent with a different world view. He begins his great vision, and he began our new year, this Advent, not with the way it is, but with the way it will be. Nations will come to Zion not to plunder, but to ponder and to hear the word of the Lord. It will come to pass in the latter days, Isaiah starts out in chapter 2. Note how he begins at the end. He knows how this one ends. "The mountain of the house of Yahweh will be raised higher than the hills, and all the nations will flow to it. And they will say, 'Come, let us go up to the house of Yahweh, so that he may teach us his ways.' For the Torah will go forth from Jerusalem, and the word of Yahweh from Zion." That was Advent 1. Then in Advent 2 and now in Advent 3, the prophet looks even farther beyond the realities of what is seen and heard by just ordinary eyes. Isaiah 11, he speaks of a new king, a true king, not just another son of David. Oh, he saw a string of those. Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and who came next? Manasseh. Not just another son of David, but a new David from the rootstock of Jesse. Not just David's son, but David's Lord. And with him, a true king. At last, a rule of justice. He will decide for the weak and the poor. Liberty and justice for all. Except that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so the king comes with judgment, all right, upon Israel, upon Judah, upon the nations, upon Judah among the nations, and yes, to all the earth, even the earth. And so John comes, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And so the king comes, forgiving sins, healing the sick, stilling the storm. Then the eyes of the blind were opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Even the desert should rejoice. The wilderness will bloom. Joy to the world! The Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let heaven and nature sing. If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. A highway will be there. The ransomed and redeemed of Yahweh will return with everlasting joy upon their heads. And sorrow and sighing and groaning will pass away. Dear friends in Christ, here in the midst of our dark and dreary world, with creation groaning all around us, the new creation has broken in. Jesus has come and brings pleasure eternal. To be sure, even we who have the first fruits of the Spirit still groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies, a new creation. But we have the first fruits, a foretaste of the feast to come, as John, the New Testament prophet, saw a new heaven and a new earth. You see, he too knew how it would all end. Revelation 21, they will be his people and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. Can you hear it? Can you hear creation singing? Even now, the new has broken in. Water with the word, bringing new life. Your sins are forgiven. New life is given. They will be my people. Bread and wine, sustaining new life. Christ's body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. Can you hear creation singing? God himself will be with them. Bricks and mortar. Why, the very stones will cry out, filled with living stones. And then we go out from this place and into the world. Food for the hungry. Home for the homeless, care for the weak, comfort for those who mourn. Creation is renewed. Go, tell John what you have seen and heard. Go, tell everyone, especially those who wonder if this is the Christ and who are still looking for another. Isaiah's Advent vision of a new creation has arrived. The prophet hath foretold it in words of promise sure, and Mary's arms enfolded, a virgin, meek and pure. So go, strengthen the feeble hands, steady the wobbly knees. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Your God will come. He will come with judgment. With divine justice, he will come. And he will save you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.